This is the John C. Scott Political Forum at KVY The Voice. Now with us, Joseph Morgan, former columnist for the Arizona Daily Star and a former talk show host here at KVY, and now candidate for Congress in Congressional District Number 2, a Republican. Just to conclude our thoughts about your protest in front of the mayor's house and your involvement in supporting local police, one thing that we have not said on the air, and wanted to mention that, Raheena Romero, our new mayor, decided to badmouth and go after Nikki Lee, the Ward 4 councilperson, because she had asked for a permit to allow the blue line to be drawn in front of the police department in support of the local police. The city manager said, yes, go ahead. And then the mayor called up and kind of, I'm trying to think of some terms I can use on the air, but I won't even try. But, you know, she has a tendency to want to dominate everybody at City Hall. That's going to be a long 4 years for us. I said that before she was elected, didn't support her, supported Farley. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to pay a terrible price for this. I mean, a terrible, terrible, terrible price for her being mayor of this town. And she bought it, should be an asterisk by her name, with the union money, outside money of over $1 million. It never had happened before. That's the only reason she's mayor. Anyway, let's go to your congressional campaign. Talk about why you're running for Congress in CD2 and how you hope to beat Ann Kirkpatrick if you win the primary election on the 4th of August.
I'm going to beat Ann Kirkpatrick the same way that I'm confident that we're going to win this primary. Again, the same reason I went into that protest, the same reason I jumped into action to help these two men slandered by our mayor to support our law enforcement. I'm just a citizen. And I am looking at things from a citizen standpoint. We need to have true representation again. And so when I go out on the streets and when people, I direct them to my website, josephmorganforcongress.com. That's Joseph Morgan, the number 4, congress.com, to look at my ideas, whether it's my economic development plan for Congressional District 2 or my medical care plan. They're from that position. I've got real solutions that are looking out to helping get not just power away from government, but real solutions to help the average person that will really help them by getting more money to them, access to things that they need, and opportunity to, again, the common person. And that's done in from a conservative perspective. And so when I talk to people on the streets from just the perspective, and they see me as them, essentially, like you're me, essentially. Exactly. And that is playing with people. And I have a volunteer army that has catapulted me. We've reached 34,000 people at their doors, aside from all the people we've reached on social media. And then, of course, all the public events. I'm a tireless worker. I've gone to as many events as I possibly could because, since you don't have money to just spray your name out everywhere, you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. And it requires a lot more time and energy. And since I am single and I don't have a family back at home, I can spend a lot more time than maybe the average person could doing that. And I've been committed to that for nigh on 2 years now. I started running essentially at the end of February of last year. And so my name is out there. People see I'm real. They see I'm genuine. They see I actually care about the community. I'm willing to talk with anybody about anything, but I want solutions to help my community. And when I see it about protecting and defending and supporting things that are to the betterment of my community, I'm right there. I'm a voice for that. And I don't care what kind of heat I get from anybody. I don't care what anybody says about me. Like, you shouldn't do it this way. You shouldn't say it that way. That's the way politicians think. And that's why we're in this problem, I feel, where we have, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, they don't ever tend to answer questions. They kind of dance around things and nothing ever gets done. And the common man is kind of left sitting there holding their hands. Well, I'm not one of those. Even though I am a conservative, I care about my community. And people see that. They hear it in my voice, my passion. And then they can see it actually in my actual policy substance to issues. So that's why I think we're going to be really well set against Ann Kirkpatrick, because money is going to get involved in this race as soon as the primary is over. Because I am somewhat of a wild card because I'm such an unknown, but we'll have the money that we need to take out Ann Kirkpatrick, and we're going to take her out.
You know, 2 years ago we were talking about the border. That pretty much was one of the major issues that decided Kirkpatrick could go back to Congress. This year, obviously, the COVID-19 is really the tremendous story that we have to deal with because our lives are at stake. And it can attack any and all of us. Our health is really at stake here in the middle of this pandemic. But And I want you to address that as a potential congressman on how you would deal with it. Talk about the Trump effect in these races that, like yours, in Congressional District 2, where a Democrat is now challenged by more than likely you in the Republican general election coming up in November. So let's talk about COVID-19 and how you would deal with it. I only have about 3 minutes here, but let's talk about the Trump effect and what role Trump might play in all of this.
Well, again, the number one problem that I have with what is going on from our government, and this includes a lot of stuff coming from the way Donald Trump says things, but it's mostly the bureaucracy of the CDC before the WHO early on in this, constantly changing their own narrative. And of course, that narrative gets shouted and amplified in the media. The fatality rate of COVID-19, it was devastating. It was a disease. It's a very real disease. It's not a fake virus. But if you go and I look at the CDC raw data numbers and everything else. I'm constantly staying up to date on this. But there has been such indecision. There's been such indecisiveness, a waffling, saying one thing about masks early on by Fauci, the CDC, the WHO, the Surgeon General, then shifting what seems to be a more of a political narrative as opposed to actual health narratives. It's really hard to know what to believe when it comes to our leadership on this. And so, yes, I would agree that President Trump and some of the things that he has said and how he says things has not helped that. There's no confidence, it seems, coming from any leaders anywhere on what should be done. And that hurts, and that's specifically hurting our economic recovery. It hurt the economic and the shutdown. I mean, I'll just give you a quick example here. We shut down the economy, right? Well, if we had actually felt this was as bad as everybody was saying, we should have shut it all down. The best approach they should have done was give a 2 to 3 week notice, everybody go get food for 2 to 3 weeks, hold yourself over, set up a thing, and then we shut the whole country down, including politicians, including everything. We shut it down for 2 to 3 weeks, and then boom, everything should have been taken care of at that point, but they didn't. They've been arbitrary from the shutdowns from day one. It's just been nonsensical. None of it makes any sense, to say nothing, again, of constitutional issues. And that's a real problem. When you have such indecisiveness from our leaders, our governor in Arizona, it's not going to help anything. And that's a real problem. And you need to have leaders that are going to actually stick to the facts, know what they're talking about, and come out and be decisive. And there's no decisiveness from our leadership, and that's real bad. And there's been nothing but silence from Ann Kirkpatrick, unless you go to her social media page, which is essentially just fear-mongering 24/7. And there isn't much facts that you'll get from her or whoever's running her page.
All right, let me ask you to
change.
Let me ask you to tell people how they can support Joseph Morgan for Congress in Congressional District 2. Tell us, please.
Go to josephmorganforcongress.com. That's josephmorgan, the number for congress.com. Check me out. Sign up for my newsletter. You can reach out to me at 520-307-5586. And yeah, there's walkbooks still to walk in neighborhoods. You make phone calls. We're in the final push here in the next couple of weeks. We've got about 3 weeks left here of this election cycle for the primary. And then it's on to the general, whatever happens. So yeah.
Joseph Morgan, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks again. Appreciate
it. All right, John. Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. Joseph Morgan, a former KVOI talk show host, former Republican conservative columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, now candidate for Congress in Congressional District Number 2.